You can see my award-winning climate comedy show Spoilers at a festival near you, provided you live near or are going to McCunclith or Wells comedy festivals. More dates added soon near you, conceivably, who knows what might happen.
And if you are at Mac, come and see ComCom Redacted live at 4 p.m. on the Saturday.
Go to stuartgoldsmith.com and click the very attractive banner image to find out more.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello there, Stu Goldsmith here. This isn't the show. This is, it's a couple of things. It's a question and it's a bit of information as to what I'm up to. It's not a pre or a post amble, but I think it's probably, I hope it's a little bit more dynamic than just an amble. I'm doing a thing. I'll tell you about the thing I'm doing first and then I'll ask you a question about the podcast. The thing I'm doing after 3 or 4 weeks of pretty intensive testing and trying things with the help of you, with the help of you from the Insiders Club, with the help of you in the Comedians Comedian Podcast Facebook group, is to create, or what it has turned into, out of a general sense of thinking that there must be a way to do comedy and interact with audiences using technology, using conference tools, Zoom and all sorts. There must be a way to perform and interact with an audience without it feeling awful, without it being a pre-record, without it being what everyone is calling howling into the void. I started calling it that, and I saw other people calling it that, and I'm certain that is simultaneous development, because that's exactly what it feels like. And as Adam Bloom said way back in episode something in the first 20 episodes, I think, the audience is central, right? What you're doing, you can't learn, you can't do comedy as if you're, oh, I'm going to misquote Adam now, and this is a shame, but you know the point I'm making. If you're a con completist, you'll remember this. It's one of the cleverest things that's ever been said on the show. And what he said was that you can't practice comedy by practicing when the audience aren't there. It's like practicing, it's like trying to learn guitar by playing air guitar, right? The instrument that you're playing, the audience isn't there. Well, I think we've cracked a way for the audience to be there. And I've put that into two different things. One is we have resurrected Chops, which is the online, which is the new material night I'd started doing in Bristol with Tony C and David Hoare. And we have created Chops Comedy Online. And it's an absolute riot. Gary Delaney and Mike Wilmot were on last week and some less seasoned pros than them. But everyone had a banger of a gig and the comics had fun. Of course, I wanted the audience to have fun. But my feeling was if the comics had fun, if they enjoyed themselves, the audience definitely would. And that's exactly what happened. So you can go to chopscomedy.com to find out about that. The main thing that I want to talk to you about is the Infinite Sofa, Stu Goldsmith's Infinite Sofa. It is my online chat show. We're on episode 7, I think, tonight. Somehow we've had guests on it, like Russell Howard came on the show, Sindhu V, Phil Ellis was on the show. But we've also, it's just my show. I get to be, and I've said this to you before, I get to be Kermit in my own Muppet show. And it is really radically, it's just so exciting. It's exciting me. It's completely absorbing me, which is brilliant at a time of wobbly mental health like the current challenges. And it's just good. And the sorts of things people are saying about it are so warm. Basically, the show is the opposite of feeling isolated. 12 of you, 12, we might get even more than that, but 12 is the magic number so far. 12 members of the public join me on the sofa, because the sofa itself is infinite, as I shall explain in a moment. And I get to see them in a Zoom room. They can see me, they can see each other, and I can spotlight myself or whoever my guests are. We normally have one special variety act. I love using special. I think it makes me sound like an old hand in the world of cabaret and variety. But what I mean is a special act, like a juggler. My godson did a backflip. My fabulous friend Marky did an incredible trick with an apple and a fork that he taught everyone in the room. So we get a bit of a special act. We'll try and have a musical act. We'll try and have an oddball act. So far, we've had Fox Dog Studios. We've had the Delightful Sausage, one of them in a jacuzzi several hundred miles away from the other one. And it's just been great. And then a big celebrity interview at the end. And part of why I'm so excited about it is not only do we have incredible celebs coming up tonight, Shappy Khorsandi, we have James Acaster is going to be the celebrity interview on the 27th of April, the 30th of April, it's Mondays and Thursdays at the moment in the evening. The 30th of April, we have Ramesh Ranganathan. And then the following week after that, we have Sarah Millican on Monday, the 4th of May, and Susie Ruffle and Randy the Puppet on Thursday, the 7th. I've just got incredible lineups, but I'm getting to create exactly what I want to create. And I was saying, me and my wife were talking about it last night, and I was just, at one point, I had to stop and go, oh, is this mania again? I can feel myself talking very fast and excitedly about the thing I'm doing. And we agreed that I need to be careful and slow down a bit. But at the same time, it's not mania in the sense that it's about nothing. I'm so excited about this thing I'm doing. So partly this is a plug. I will get back to the real show next week and I'll explain those decisions in a moment. Partly this is promotional, but partly I want you to come and see it because it's great. I want you to see it for you. The people who've been in the audience on the sofa, it's clunky. It's an unwieldy bit of wordplay, but it's not wordplay, is it? But, you know, it's this clunky, unwieldy metaphor where I'm saying these guests are on my sofa. And then I realized afterwards I've been thinking of sort of like a Graham Norton style sofa. But of course, on that one, that's the acts, the celebs are on the sofa. But the problem is you can use the word guest to refer to both people in the audience and guests of the show, like the celebs or the acts or what have you. So it's very unwieldy. The point is, 12 of you get to come in, you donate. So this is what we're doing. We're trying to do it like the Insiders Club. It's supposed to not, you can donate as much or as little as you want. You have an equal chance. It's genuinely random. And you donate in the run-up to the show. If you would like the Zoom login details, we can't just make it free for everyone because you get naked wanking old men turn up. You cannot publicise the password. Let that be your watchword. So you donate in advance at infinitesofa.com and you get the chance to join us on the sofa. And we're also, and we tried this successfully for the first time on Monday, just gone, a wonderful listener and friend of mine, actually, who was watching the show, she's not a listener, she's a viewer. That's the thing, I've got to change my whole podcast perception into doing this kind of visual medium. But someone was the highest donor. She was, my friend Ali, was the highest donor during the show. Thank you again, Ali, it was a very generous donation. And we teleported her in halfway through the show and she got to sit on the sofa, and I'm doing air quotes there, with our celebrity guest, Russell Howard, and she got to ask him a question. So how exciting is that you can be at home watching the show and then suddenly you're on the show and suddenly you are the show? That's what I'm trying to do. And I think, I know that there are people watching who are entirely isolated. And I know we've had people on the sofa before and watching from afar who are on their own and are not getting any human contact. And it is working as the opposite of isolation. It is making people feel comfortable, feel happy, feel warm. And that's the point. So it basically, the whole project, from the fact it's absorbing my every waking moment to the fact I'm getting to invite my brilliant friends on the show, whether they're famous brilliant friends or whether they are Fox Dog Studios using a kind of online Wi-Fi thing I can't possibly understand, to get members of the audience at home to fire a sausage from a cannon into a hole with a bucket with a golf flag in it. Whatever it is, I can just get all of my brilliant friends, all of my favourite acts, and create a thing, because what I've realised is in the current situation with everyone at home in the global lockdown, the whole world now is the Edinburgh Festival. It's a 24/7 Edinburgh Festival. I mean, I'm realising an incredibly rosy view of it to take from the point of view of a creative. But, and of course, I've caveat everything with all due respect to the incredible people out there risking their lives, losing their lives to protect us all. What we're doing in the meantime, everyone has to do something with their time. And what we are managing to do, myself, my producer, Callum Morin, and also David Hoare, who is a frequent collaborator on the show, and basically exists for me to bully. He doesn't exist for me to bully, but he's present for me to bully. And what we've done is created something. We've kind of hooked into this idea that the audience are all out there. They're constantly out there. And it's put me right back to square one, hustling on a street corner, flyering, trying to get people in to see my show. So that's what this is. This is why you're going to love it. It's just warm and happy and cheerful and the opposite of being on your own. So I hope you will come along. Come and see Romish, Sarah Millican, Susie Ruffle, James Acaster, all of those kind of things. And also some amazing, shall I tell you who the other acts are? We've got Luke Benson, one of the best joke writers, one of my favourite joke writers. I think he's fantastic. Abandoman, Rob's going to come and do some stuff. Alistair Beckett King is going to do it. I'm looking now at the listing. There's a question mark there. I've not sorted a date with him, but he's definitely in. Brett Goldstein, Elf Lyons is going to do it. Carly Smallman, Alexis Dubas, John Luke Roberts is going to be a crone and curse people. And this one, listen, I've got to tell you, because by the time you hear this, this will be the next one probably coming up. Monday the 27th, James Acaster is going to have his mind read by Nick Mohammed. Katie Pritchard is going to do the music. Mike Kaplan, who you'll know from the podcast and from his own brilliant work, a wonderful, wonderful American joke. He's kind of like a Simon Munnery-headed kind of joke exploder. And we're also going to have a roving artist making live silhouettes of people on the show. And there's a very special guest, comedy royalty from New Zealand, is going to be on the sofa. I'm not going to tell you who that is right now. You can hear how excited I am about this. Just turn up and watch it, because we're right back to square one. This is like being an open mic in the world of online, YouTube, Facebook Live, all that kind of stuff. I'm throwing myself into it as hard as I possibly can. And there are other people, I should say, who I have seen do the same thing. Elf Lyons is one of them. John Robertson is working very, very hard on Twitch. Obviously, Herring is now hitting Twitch really hard. Did I mention Elf Lyons already? She's doing Twitch stuff. And so Rob Mulholland, I wanted to shout out as well, who's being very, very giving with the tools. If you follow Rob Mulholland on Facebook, I think I'm going to get him on for a lockdown special sometime next week. He is kind of giving away a little video he's made about how to think about online content. So we'll maybe talk about that when I get him on the podcast. Scott Bennett, of course, with his Shed show, Steve McNeil. There are so many people out there who either have some kind of online presence and are transforming it, or inhabiting it differently somehow. And there are so many people who are just dipping their toe in and then diving in. And I'm just so inspired by all of the energy and the creativity of everyone at the moment. Thank you if you're an act listening to this and you have started. William Stone, if you can follow him, twitch.tv/itswilliamstone. He's playing retro video games on Twitch, and he's also doing a cartoon thing. He's making pixel portraits of people. These limitations placed upon us, and I'm just talking this thin little strand of what you can do with your time if you're a creative person and you're frustrated. Obviously, there's a hell of a lot more going on in the world right now, but this is my focus for now. There is so much going on, and I'm so grateful to people for helping to inspire me. I hope I am giving back as much as I'm taking. And I want you listening right now, to come along and check out The Infinite Sofa, because I love it, and I think you're going to love it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So that's that. Let's talk quickly just about the podcast, because I've one episode left in the can, which I was going to release today. But my plan now, I think, is to use this as a sort of micro episode to say, hey, this is the plan going forward. But I'm asking genuinely, I want to know what you think I should do, because I can see the analytics of the podcast to a certain extent, and I know that I'm not listening to podcasts much at the moment because I'm not driving. So a lot of the things I usually do aren't happening in the same way. I'm also aware that whenever I speak to people to record new episodes, I had this idea of doing like regular live Tuesday afternoons. I thought, fairly arbitrarily, 2:30 on a Tuesday, do a podcast with someone, stream it to Twitch so you can see live if you want, and then chop it up and podcast it later that week. That's still the plan going forward. I wonder, part of me feels I should pause the podcast for a couple of weeks while I really focus on getting the sofa and to a lesser extent chops up and running there, but they've both got momentum already. But I want to give them my full focus. At the same time, obviously not beholden, not indebted, but I have a working relationship with the subscribers, the members of the Insiders Club, and I'm relying on that financially a great deal at the moment. So I don't want to suddenly go, well, that's it. Thanks for paying your regular subscriptions, but no more content for now. I don't want to do that. This is normally the sort of chat I would have in the Slack workspace with the Insiders Club, but I'm putting it out there for all of you. Get in touch at ComComPod on Twitter or Instagram. I'm on Instagram as well. I never mention it, but I'm starting to do more on there now. He's on Instagram, doesn't like to talk about it. I do a lot of work for Instagram, but I don't like to talk about it. Or email me info@comedianscomedian.com and just give me your appraisal of whether you're listening to podcasts much at the moment, whether you're listening to ComCom much at the moment, and let me know what you think I should be doing. I try to be active, I try to be reactive as well. And I'm happy to keep smashing out content. I feel like I can devote less of my time to concentrating on the interviews themselves, the booking, the endless fucking admin. But I do want to maintain a kind of presence with the podcasts. So I suppose I'm not just fishing for you to say, hey, yeah, go on and do it. I'm almost fishing for you to go, take a month off and focus on something else. I just feel like, you know, I've been doing an episode a week for years, and normal service can be resumed immediately. Normal service doesn't need to be disrupted, incredibly, because we can do it online. The Robert Popper one, I think that was the thing I first did a remote podcast to my absolute satisfaction. It's a cracking episode. If you haven't heard that, go back and check that one out. So I'm just laying bare my thought process for now. I'd be interested to know what you think. So let me know what you think. Chopscomedy.com will send you through to the Facebook group, or if you're listening to this in the near future, hopefully Chops' own website. InfiniteSofa.com will just open the door to a world of absolute ridiculous. I mean, the people on the sofa, I haven't made this clear. The members of the public on the sofa, we get really involved with them. I can spotlight them. I can do crowd work, but it's more than that. I can make them run off and get things. I can play grandmother's footsteps with them, or what's the time, Mr. Wolf, if you're from a different playground to me. You know, we played Pass the Parcel the other day. My thanks to Amanda Donnett for that idea. We're doing a lot of fun stuff. So come along. Check it out. I'm giving it my all, and I want you to be part of it. And crucially, if you are an insider, jump in the workspace. I'm always up for strategizing with all of you. Let me know what you think. I've had some brilliant feedback there, and I couldn't have done this without you. Also, if you're not in the Comedians Comedian Podcast Facebook group, get in there now, because it's such a lifeline, and we are testing loads of fun stuff. There's an idea we've got for a virtual green room for the Infinite Sofa, whereby we can all hobnob and mill about. It's a sort of mass Zoom conversation, except you can walk away and come back, and as you walk away and come back from people, you have a little avatar that can walk around using the cursor keys, and as you get further away, people's audio and video disappears, so you can noodle off with friends. You can go, oh hi, let's wander over here and have a chat, and then come back to the team. It's amazing, and we're trying to make it work in time, on a large scale, in time to do something at Mac. So that's that. I think that's everything I've got to tell you. I'm sorry there's no episode. I do still have Alonzo Bowden in the can. I've got to let him out before too long. It's a cracker of an episode, but the plan is release that next week, next Tuesday, if I'm still going to do pods, and I think I am. But get in touch and let me off the hook. That's not what I mean. The plan would be to record on Tuesday, chop it up, edit it, log it, all the rest of it, and release on Thursday, but get a week ahead of ourselves. So that's the plan. That's where I am now. InfiniteSofa.com. And thank you again to those of you who have been donating to the show, upping their donations to the show, upping their subscriptions, gifting subscriptions to other people. It warms the heartles of my... No, I'm not going to do that joke. That is an old, that's an old panto gag, I think. And look, very, very finally, if you're interested in doing a working lunch with me, I've had a lot of fun, and I think the people I've been working with have enjoyed it too. I'm going to read you some testimonials tales from some fabulous comics I've been working with. Caroline Aimer says, the past few months I've been really questioning what I'm doing creatively, was feeling bad about not wanting to do any writing or performing. Chatting to Stu for our working lunch, and he managed to boil down my nonsensical brain babble and reflected things back to me with such clarity. It was so helpful. I came out of it feeling totally refreshed and with a much clearer idea of what I want to do. So listen, thank you, Caroline. And if you want me to boil down your brain, then I'm more than happy to. I've got another one here, which is from Jasky Singh in Perth. Stu's made me think about writing comedy in a way that I wouldn't have considered otherwise. His mentorship allowed me to access the deep, vulnerable and humorous truths that are actually more impactful than the surface stuff I was doing otherwise. Highly recommend. Thank you, Jasky. I really enjoyed that session as well. So listen, if you want to go to comedianscomedian.com/lunch, then that is another mutually beneficial side hustle brought to you from the people who brought you cashforgoldsmith.com. So I believe in the thing, and the people who've done it now also believe in the thing. So if you are a comic or a creative of any kind and you want to talk, then get in touch with me, comedianscomedian.com/lunch. That's all the stuff I've got, though. Those are all of the balls I have in the air at the moment. A lot of the balls that I have in the air are, and I would remind you that you're listening to a juggler now, so do not do a smirky joke about balls in the back of your mind, because that was excised from me some time ago. But there are some of the balls in the air are kind of future sort of hypothetical balls. I think I've named and plugged all the ones that are concrete, that are currently being juggled. But there are a lot of the process of juggling them. I regret this metaphor so much. A lot of the process is to be aware of what you're going to need to. No, actually, in some, look, forget the ball thing. Juggling is a good metaphor, because the art, I think, the secret to juggling is to be able to do things in different rhythms, right? I guess it's like drumming. I can't drum, but I guess it is similar. It's to do with doing some things very slowly and then suddenly something very fast. And that is kind of what I'm doing at the moment. So part of the plan is keeping the things in the air, and part of the plan is working out what things you're about to start putting in the air and which of the things you are about to start putting in the air it's worth doing so, which of them will come to fruition. And my plan has always been do everything constantly, and as a result I'm knackered but so happy. Bye for now.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.